Playwright Brad Fraser has often been described as the bad boy of Canadian theater, the rude boy in some cases. He writes provocative, challenging plays, and he has always taken Canadian theater to task himself for being too safe, not dealing with bold subjects. Well, our theater critic Lynn Slotkin has been following his career over the years and is here to tell us about his recent play, True Love Lies. Hello again, Lynn.
Hi, Kevin.
He's provocative, challenging, but why is Brad Fraser provocative and challenging, or how is he?
In True Love Lies, in this case, his plays deal with sexuality in general, sexuality and relationships and usually gay issues. For instance, in his play, Unidentified Human Remains and the True Nature of Love, this play dealt with couplings and partings with a touch of serial killing to heighten the intensity of the play thrown in just for nice
kicks.
Measure. Yeah, just for kicks. In the past, Brad Fraser's characters tended to be abrasive, in your face. They took no prisoners. But with his last play, Cold Meat Party, and this latest one, True Love Lies, I've also detected a shift and a wider view in his focus. Fraser's characters still are forceful and direct, but I'm noting a maturity in them, a generosity of spirit, even an open-heartedness, and that's certainly true of True Love Lies.
So what's this play about?
True Love Lies is Brad Fraser's look at the modern family, love, compassion, consideration, and the cost of honesty. Kane and his wife Carolyn appear happily married with two children. Madison is their smarmy, independent, unemployed 21-year-old daughter. Royce is their troubled teenage son. But Kane and Carolyn have kept a secret from their children. Before he was married, Kane had a relationship with David, now a successful restaurant owner. The secret is revealed when David returns to the city from New York to open a restaurant, and by coincidence, Madison applies for a job there. When David recognizes her name and Madison says that Kane is her father, David seems startled and he doesn't hire her. Madison tells her parents this, and the truth comes out. In those days, Kane was experimenting sexually. That's what he says.
Okay.
He's not gay, he says.
So there's some code going
on here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Semaphore, yeah. Echoed by Carolyn. But this sets in motion all sorts of upheaval in the family and the revealing and concealing of secrets. I think the title is a wonderful play on words and ideas. Does true love mean we lie about the truth to protect our loved ones or ourselves? Is there a proper set of lies that comes from true love? I love that Brad Fraser gets me thinking about that.
No, okay, but this is a different, as you say, in some ways a shift of focus. Is he turning soft? Is that what's happening?
Nothing of the sort.
Okay.
Brad Fraser, you know.
Not soft.
No, not soft. He establishes the point and lets the audience make the judgment. You know, is it possible for Kane to be a married gay man?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible he was experimenting when he had a relationship with David and he really is straight? What was Carolyn thinking about when she heard that David had reappeared? Hmm. Brad Fraser has written much of his dialogue like a series of one-liners zinging through the air. It's almost like stand-up between characters. You know, that got me thinking, why are you doing that? It's deliberate. It's got to be. There's got to be a reason. You don't just discount him.
Yeah.
That got me thinking about why. What they are saying, however, is witty, it's wise, and it's very, very funny. And when I least expected it, it was tremendously moving. Hmm. When a character says, I don't want to be discarded, we can empathize. When Royce, the teenager, pleads, make me not ugly, we just ache for that kid. Hmm. And I think what looks like flip dialogue versus wise thoughts plays up the seriousness of what Fraser is writing about. Fraser does not end his play neatly with a happy bow at the end. He ends it properly and honestly.
Hmm. Well, we don't want to give that away, but good material needs a good production.
Yes.
Is the production up to standard?
In spades, it's up to standard. Fraser directs his own work. Usually, you know, this drives me crazy because who's going to tell the director to cut something that's not necessary?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell the director to hold back on getting his fingerprints all over the place? But this is a play with no fat or padding. Fraser has an exemplary cast. For all that rat-a-tat delivery, you are never in doubt that this is a caring family. The parents fret about their kids and worry about when they are coming home if it's late. And Kane and Carolyn adore each other passionately, especially as played by Ashley Wright as Kane and Julie Stewart as Carolyn. People might recognize her from The Border.
Ah, yes.
As David Keeley is strapping, attractive, conflicted, and wise in an adult way. He's not above showing Royce the error of his ways with a little tough love. Hmm. Brad Fraser had me engaged for all of it. He had me thinking about his choices of writing, about what characters said and why. He got me thinking about this huge subject of love, family, lying to protect loved ones, and telling the truth for the same reasons. He shakes us up for all the right reasons. I love this play and this production, and I can't recommend True Love Lies highly enough.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Definitely.
Slotkin is praising a play.
I started him off by saying he's the bad boy. He's the great boy.
He's still a bad boy, but boy, I'll take more of him.
Fantastic. Lynn, thanks very much.
Pleasure.